This is North Shore High School football on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns, and tonight, St. Mary's of Lynn 1-0 taking on Lynn English 0-1 at Manning Field in Lynn. St. Mary's was a 42-6 winner last week against Tech Boston or Dorchester High School, while Lynn English lost in overtime in a broadcast game here on MSO to Swampscott 11-8. 30-point first quarter for St. Mary's, just 8 points total for Lynn English last Friday night. We'll talk about the players. We'll hear from the coaches just ahead, all here tonight on MSONewsSports.com. Tim Kearns alongside, and Tim, how are you looking at tonight's game?
Well, from talking to people in and outside of the stadium, Bill, I think everybody has a feeling that St. Mary's will cruise to a very comfortable win tonight. It's going to be interesting to see how Lynn English responds after that really tough overtime loss to Swampscott. They had opportunities, but it was a penalty-marred game on both sides. And how does English react to all those penalties? Has Coach Carroll been able to clean up those areas where the team failed to execute smoothly? That's going to be the key. Can they be offensively consistent during the course of the game? You know you're going to get it from St. Mary's. So English is going to have to really step up the effort, meet intensity with intensity, power for power, and see if they come out with a W.
Well, just ahead, we'll hear from the coaches. Matt Durgan from St. Mary's High School, Chris Carroll from Lynn English. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sakesian and Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sakesian and Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SakesianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sakesian and Sportswear is the place to go.
Take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at HarringtonTrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's in Lynn. And Matt, you guys had a huge win last week, I mean, as far as score-wise is concerned. So you guys are off to a good start.
No, it was a good win for the first night out and go through all the different things and try to clean up some things. But overall, the kids played well, and the good thing is everyone got to play. So today should be enthusiastic practice.
So now you're out at you got Lynn English on Friday night at Manning Field. And what's your outlook on that game?
It's going to be a big challenge for us. English is a big school. They have good athletes. Chris Carroll's doing an outstanding job coaching them. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Tell us about your team. So some of the players that you're counting on. I know you're a line guy. So let's start right there at line. Who are the guys that are going to make a difference for St. Mary's this year on the line?
We got a veteran line. It starts with Liam Reddy, and then Cam Sacker, which is a 2-year starter, and we got a newcomer in Patrick Henry. He's working at tight end, and our guards, Freddie Blaze, has done a nice job. Brendan Donnie, who's been a 2-year starter. And at center, we have Kyle Bernardini. And the newcomer also has been working at tight end is Matt Cross. We lost one of our linemen, and he was having a very good year and did a nice job last year for us. And Brendan McCarthy.
And what about at the skill positions on offense?
No, we're very strong at the skill. We took one of our athletes and put him at quarterback, Marcus Atkins. And then we have Abraham Toll that's outstanding on both sides, along with Calvin Johnson. And at fullback, we have Joey Silvestri. But we have some depth a little bit there, too, with James Brumfield. There's also another athlete there. So we got some talent.
We're talking with Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's. Matt, let's flip the ball over defense. Obviously, defense has been a big part of your game for years.
No, the defense is strong, but again, you know, we don't have much depth. We have a lot of guys going two ways, but we try to play as a group, and Coach Dana does a tremendous job with the defense. And on that side of the ball, you know, Joey Silvestri is a middle linebacker. Our defensive line is pretty talented with Cam Sakowicz, again, Liam Reddy, and Patrick Henry up front. And we have good linebackers. Nino Echeverria is doing a good job for us. And over on the other side, Abraham's doing well. So we have a lot of returning guys, and that's the key. If we're going to be successful, we got to play good defense.
Well, Matt, as a coach from week one to week two, and with varying different non-league opponents that you're facing now, what do you focus on, say, this week in practice leading up to the game against English?
You know, we do the ABCs every week. You come down and see us practice, we'll do the same thing in 10 weeks from now. You know, we do our ABCs, our work. We keep it simple. It might be boring to others, but boring's good.
So like reading, writing, arithmetic, those kinds of things,
yeah,
too?
3 hours, yes. I didn't do well with those.
All right, Coach. Good talking with you. Best of luck this season. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, and thanks for all your support for high school football and all high school sports. Good to see you.
Yep. Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's, with us on MSONewsports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Chris Carroll, Lynn English High football coach. And Chris, kind of a crosstown rival in the sense in this week's game as you're taking on St. Mary's. So how are you looking at this game?
It's definitely a crosstown rival game. Last year was the first time we played them in many, many years. So we look at it as definitely a rivalry game, and we're excited to get back and play them again.
Chris, some reaction to last week's game was a tough one. Ended up being an overtime loss to Swampscott late Friday night at Manning Field.
Yeah, it's a tough loss. The game itself, I thought there were definitely some bright spots. Defensively, we played well. We controlled the ball on offense. We couldn't score points. I know that sounds a little strange, but you got to punch the ball into the end zone, and we were unable to do that. Credit to Swampscott, they put a good game, and the game was definitely sloppy from both sides. I think. Yeah. As you would have known.
Well, I think both teams could come away saying, hey, defense is not too bad, as you kind of alluded to.
No, absolutely. I think both defenses had a good game plan. I think both defenses executed. And, it came down to who made, that one extra play, and Swampscott made the extra play that ultimately won them the game.
Yeah. And it's really hard to, as you said, have you – a lot of coaches, I've talked to coaches in the past, say from week one to week two, that's where you want to see a lot of improvement. And that's where traditionally there can be a lot of improvement. So here you are practicing this week, getting ready for week two's game. And how are practices going?
Practices are going well. Very different defensively this week, going from a spread team to a double wing in St. Mary's. So in that aspect, it's very different. But offensively, we're trying to build off what we had going last week, look at the positives, correct the negatives, and keep adding on and be as best prepared as we can for Friday night.
So I would imagine that, an offense would be a focus this week to get that going and so on. Were there some bright spots in that offense individually?
Yeah, I think they definitely were. I think we ran the ball for close to 200 yards. We're a spread offense. We like to run the ball out of the spread, but, that was definitely a bright spot, controlling the football from a play perspective, moving the chains. There definitely were positives. And we have to correct the negatives. And one of the big negatives from last week were penalties ultimately really derailing a lot of drives that we had. We get down into the red zone, and then we all of a sudden are in a second and 20 rather than, a first and a second and five from a penalty. And it seemed like that was happening constantly throughout the game.
Yeah, that was going on both sides, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah, no, not complaining. That's our own.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. I didn't infer that.
Yeah, definitely, self-inflicted wounds. And again, though, credit to Swampscott. They made plays when they had to, but I don't think we helped by putting ourselves in positions where we couldn't run some of the plays that were as successful during the game for us.
The other thing, too, I look at, and maybe credit Swampscott defense, but we saw Matt Severance a few times last year, and it just didn't seem like he was finding himself in situations to be successful. Does that kind of frustrate? Does that sound right to you?
It does, and I think Maddie and our whole offense had some trouble getting into a rhythm, whether that's from just the tempo of the game. You said it was a three-hour game, and I think we had trouble getting into a rhythm. We like to go fast at times.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think Swampscott had a pretty good game plan to try not allowing him to get into a rhythm, and which is why we ran the ball more, because that's what we were kind of given. But I would agree with that statement, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any injuries out of last week to this week?
We have some guys bruised up. Nothing to the point where I think we'll be missing somebody Friday night, but definitely missing some valuable practice time, especially when we're switching gears going against an offense and a team as good as St. Mary's is.
All right, Coach, good talking with you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
That's Lynn English Coach Chris Carroll with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Back to Manning Field and Lynn. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you on Channel A on MSONewsSports.com. Weekend 2 of our North Shore High School football coverage. 4 more games this weekend here. Live video streaming of the Marblehead-Wakefield game. You'll see the post up there. You can go to our website and find that. We're here on Channel A with radio coverage tonight. We'll tell you about the rest of the games this weekend here on the website. But, Tim, we've had the coin toss now, and I think English will be receiving down to our right in just a moment here. So we're just about ready to get underway. Last year, St. Mary's won 30-0. English lost 11-8 in week one to Swampscott in overtime right here in the second game of a doubleheader, while St. Mary's on Saturday night defeated Tech Boston or Dorchester High School 42-6. They had 30 points in the first quarter, and Abraham Toe and Calvin Johnson each with a couple of touchdowns. And for English High School, I thought their defense looked okay last week, but they struggled with the red zone offense for sure, and they've got to try to straighten that out tonight.
Well, again, penalties, 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 Bill. You know, there was no offensive flow basically for either team last week as the game was just chunk, 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 chunk. And I'm sure Coach Carroll instructed his players, you win the toss, take the ball, and so we can get our hands on it, try to get into some offensive rhythm, get some points on the board, get to feel good about themselves. After a week of practice and discussing what happened last week, you want to get out there and challenge your offense, you know, make some plays. The defense, as you said, played pretty well, but the offense was just not good.
Ground ball kick from Lynn English to St. Mary's rolls to the 35-yard line, fielded there by an upback, taken out to the 40-yard line. A 5-yard return for St. Mary's. On the return, Nino Echeverria. DJ Roseland with the kick off for English High School. So it'll be first down for St. Mary's at their 40-yard line. They're working left to right here in this first quarter.
I'm sure Coach Carroll would like to have seen maybe a little bit more distance on that kick. You know, this setting up St. Mary's at the 40-yard line, giving them that much of a shorter field is not something that I'm sure he wanted to see starting off the game. Make a play further down the field and give your defense a chance to do some work and get you the ball back.
Quarterback Marcus Atkins is out for St. Mary's High School. First down at the 40-yard line. Spins pitch play to the tailback coming to the running back Abraham Toe, hits off the right side of the line for 3 yards.
Well, there's a player whose name we called an awful lot last year during the Lingers game. He was a beast last year. Ingles did a really good job from the defensive end. He managed to turn the toe back up into midfield where he had some help rather than let toe get to the outside where he could use his speed.
Offensive line for St. Mary's, Brendan Donahue at center. The other offensive linemen, Fred Blaze, Liam Reddy, Kyle Bernardini, and Cam Sakowicz just went to the line. He's a 6'4", 230-pound senior tackle. Spin, now a throw up down the middle, man open, receiver downfield, and makes the catch at the 25, runs down to the 20 to the 18-yard line, and with that reception for St. Mary's, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, he beat the safety, Prince Brown, let him get behind him by two, three steps. And again, that pass right on the money, right in stride. I was watching the quarterback throw during the warm-ups, Bill, and he was dropping them in just in that fashion during the warm-up, so he's kept that groove going here on his first pass at the beginning of the game.
That was a 39-yard catch and run for the receiver. On first down from the 17-yard line, it's a run off the right side of the line. Not much of a gain. English defense stiffening up there.
Yeah, nice job by Doug Guevara. Came up and made the hit. Got some help by number 34, Jasu Matui.
Abraham Toe, the ball carrier, 5'5", 150-pound senior running back. Seems like he's been at St. Mary's for a while, you know?
He's one of those names you call so often, you think he's never left.
Yeah, Abraham Toe. Coach Matt Durgan for St. Mary's High School. Brendan Donahue out over the ball at center. Joey Silvestri, Matt Cross, a bunch of other people seeing action. Tight look. They got a wing set right side. Fullback behind the quarterback. Wing in motion from left to right. That's Johnson. Takes the handoff. Comes around left end. Gets it down to the 10. Kicks outside to the 5 end. Is he in?
Yes.
He is in for a touchdown. A 15-yard touchdown run.
Well, he used his quickness and some quick stepping to elude two tackles as he went to the far sideline, Bill, and once he turned it up, it was clear sailing from about the 7 or 8 yard line in, and St. Mary's quick on the board, only a handful of plays, and they've already put 6 on the board. Again, English had a couple of good defensive stops during that drive for St. Mary's, but again, just not enough of them.
Clock's not working here because no time's gone off the clock here, right? I mean, it's
well, that's a very quick score if that's the case.
Yeah, they gotta turn that clock on, or we'll be here like till 11:30 again this week.
Okay, so now there's 3 minutes left. That was an awful fast first.
Okay, St. Mary's going for the 2-point conversion. Quarterback keeper surged straight ahead, and Marcus Atkins is in for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, everybody ends up in the end zone on that play, and again, it's something that I watched during St. Mary's warm up. They simp the quarterback, the center snaps the ball, and there's this mass push forward by the entire offense. And I was looking, going, you can see that working some point in time, and that's where they utilize it. It's just snap the ball, and it's just student body straight ahead.
Calvin Johnson with his third touchdown of the year. He had 2 a week ago on Channel B tonight. Radio-wise, it's Marblehead at Wakefield. Also, of course, live streaming video tonight of the Marblehead-Wakefield game. Tomorrow, Lynn Claskell is at Swampscott. Noon kickoff here on MSO News Sports. John Squire is joining me for that broadcast from Swampscott. And Gloucester is at Beverly. Marty Smith and this guy, Tim Kearns, will be there. 1 o'clock kickoff. Here is the St. Mary's kickoff to Lynn English after the touchdown, fielded by an up back at the 33. Almost looks like an instant replay. The two kickoffs, so very similar there. No return either. So it'll be first down for Lynn English at their 33-yard line. Actually, there was a little return for St. Mary's. They got it out to the 40 to start the drive. J.C. Gonzalez fielding that. Set the offense for you. Andrew Blas over the ball at center. Brian Nunez and Kent Pena on the offensive line. Emil Rossi, Frank Perry. Quarterback is sophomore Matt Severance. J.C. Gonzalez sees action in the backfield. Two wideouts coming near side left, including Prince Brown. One far side right. Halfback set to the right of quarterback Severance for English High School, working right to left here from the 34-yard line. Drops the pass. Big pass rush on him. Screens it out on the left. The ball is batted down. Abraham Toe nearly intercepting that football, crashing into the backfield.
Yeah, Severance really telegraphed that to the running back, Jonathan Cosmas, And luckily, Joe was just a half a step behind, because otherwise it was clear sailing into the end zone for a pick six.
Matt Cross, Nino Echeverria, George Freeman, Abraham Toe, James Brunfield, Sakowicz in there defensively, all for St. Mary's High School on the defensive side of the football. Bulldogs send Prince Brown, a sophomore, out far side left. Also one wide out to the right. So this is the same formation they had before. This time the halfback is set to the left of quarterback Matt Severance. Quick throw by Severance out on the left side. The catch is made by Dung. The senior catches it at the 40, runs it up to the 43, 44. He's very close to a first down. I think he could be just short, though.
It all depends on his spot, and it looks... Yeah, it looks like they're just going to make... Let's see, just shy of the first down, just shy of the yard marker.
9 yards for Dong, who is wears the number 9 as well. So now it'll be third down in just a couple of inches, third and one for English. 8:20 to play first quarter. St. Mary's leading 8-0 on the 15-yard touchdown rush by Calvin Johnson around left end here in the first quarter. Severance with the halfback set to his left side out of the shotgun, who will keep it himself, runs to the left side, pushes off one defender, dives ahead. He's got it for the first down. Toe was there to make the stop, but I think Severance will have just enough for the first down. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, he was just able to keep his feet, Bill, after the tackle by Toe to lunge himself forward and basically lay out. And again, as short as he is, he's not going a long way. Okay, but he did have enough body length to get the first down. So English continues the drive, hoping to respond to the St. Mary's touchdown.
7.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. St. Mary's leading by the 8-0 score. Miguel Ramos in the game for English High School. Don going wide out far side right. Two receivers to the right side. That's the open part of the field. Ball hash mark near side left. Severance on first down, calls the signals, wants to throw, scrambles left, now fires over the middle, man open, Dong has it at the 35 down into St. Mary's territory. Correction, that is Jacob Miller with the catch.
Well, nice job by Severance. He had pressure coming in from the left defensive end. He stepped up into the pocket. He slid to his left. He kept his eyes downfield the entire time, a la Tom Brady, and he found Miller, and he hit him in stride coming across the middle. Very nice pass. English moves the chain. They're in St. Mary's territory, and they got to be feeling a little bit of confidence right now, Bill. They're executing.
Yeah, about a 21-yard pass play there to Jacob Miller. Miller coming across from right to left. First down for St. Mary's. I check that. First down for Lynn English at the St. Mary's 35-yard line. Two wideouts, far side right, one near side left. Severance in the shotgun. Toss to the right. Short catch made at the 30. A gain of 5 yards down to the 29-yard line. J.C. Gonzalez with the catch. 5 yards.
Bill, I don't know if you noticed it, but on this drive for Lynn English, they're a step quicker than they were last week. Everything is happening just a little bit quicker. Severance is making quicker decisions. He's not hanging around. He's forced to run with the ball. He's seeing coverage. He's moving. He's letting his receivers get open. He's throwing the ball much, much quicker this evening.
Two wideouts to the right, two wideouts to the left, and a halfback set to the left of quarterback Severance, the left-handed quarterback, fires out to the left, incomplete. I think it's a live football, and it's covered up by Johnny Cosmos. So that was a pass that was a kind of a backward pass along the line of scrimmage. And, yeah, they're going to mark it down there. So that turns out to be a loss on the play. Very dangerous kind of play to let that drop on the turf.
Yeah, the wide receiver on this end around took a very, very deep drop behind Severance and really didn't get out into the flat where he needed to be in order to make that play successful. Because the ball landed before he ever made his turn up the field. So I think that Severance was expecting him to be in that position. He shouldn't have taken that deep of a drop.
English now facing a third down 13 from the 37 of St. Mary's. Two wideouts each way, one half back to the right of quarterback Severance. Long count here. Severance points to the left side with his left arm. Now takes the snap. looks left, scrambles left, looking, holding, and running to the sidelines. Now staying inbounds, diving ahead to the 30. He'll be short of the first down, but he picks up about 8 yards on that carry.
Well, he sort of faked out a couple of St. Mary's defenders as he held the ball up like he was going to pass it, and they sort of slowed down in order to try to block it, and he just pulled the ball down and scooted around them to get himself a couple of extra yards.
Well, he has been the only rusher that that English has used here tonight, quarterback Severance. So here's a fourth down.
It will be five for the Bulldogs,
a long five. They spot the ball kind of back a little closer to the 30, but just inside the 30. Four down territory for the Bulldogs in St. Mary's territory, resting just inside the 30. Severance from the shotgun, balanced look, halfback to his left, two wideouts each way. Now back is Severance to throw, quick toss over the middle. The catch is made inside the 25 at the 22. It's enough for the first down. Coming down with that football, I think, was Prince Brown.
Yes, it was, and that was that same little curling pattern that Miller caught early from the right side. They just hit it from the left side this time, and he was open. He had the defender on his back, so Severance had the opportunity to throw it right at his numbers.
Matt Severance looking kind of crisp at quarterback now. You know, he's not afraid to run. We talked about this last week. Probably one of the smallest players out on the field right now is Matt Severance, the English quarterback. Sophomore, left-hand thrower, but we saw him last year, and he can add some spark to your offense. And right now, he's looking okay. Ball with two wideouts to the right side, one to the left, near side left, and Severance with a first down at the St. Mary's 20 calls the signals. Back to pass, looking right side, incomplete.
Very dangerous again. The receiver didn't run the anticipated route. Okay, and the pass went directly at the St. Mary's cornerback, who was laying out there. Luckily, the ball came up short and bounced to him. Otherwise, once again, an interception was in the making.
Yeah, that was. I've talked to a couple of coaches this week, and I think two of them were talking about how you want a young quarterback to step up and kind of make things happen and gain confidence. But that wasn't a forced situation for Severance on first down and 10 from the St. Mary's 20. So now two wideouts far side right, one near side left. That's Prince Brown. Severance with the halfback Cosmo set to his left side. Long count, back looking, faking the handoff, running inside the 20 to the 15, down inside the 15 to about the 13. For him, it's about an 8-yard gain for Severance. Let's see where they mark it.
Yeah, at about the 15-yard line, he saw the contact coming, so he spun inside and managed to pick up that extra 3 yards. Very nice move.
Another 8-yard gain for Severance. He had one earlier.
But the advantage of having a young quarterback in terms of his grade status, you know, he had to step in as a freshman last year, and he really took some lumps. He showed flashes, as you said, and so you know you're going to have him if he manages to stay healthy for the next 3 years. So this year especially is another really important growth year for him as he learns the offense, gets more comfortable with it, learns to execute it with the plays that he has. And then junior, senior year, you really hope to see him blossom into something special.
Mickey Dong and J.C. Gonzalez are far wideouts to the right side. Severance with a second down and two. Passes over the middle. Gonzalez has it at the 5. First down. That's a 7-yard pass reception. And Gonzalez, he's got just the 5, so a 7-yard there.
Boy, he thread that one, Bill, right over the linebacker, leaped up for it, went over his hands. And the receiver just went up with two hands, hauled it in, and then still managed to get another couple of yards out of it.
That'll be a first down, a first and goal now for English at the St. Mary's 5-yard line. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to play first quarter. First possession from Lynn English High School. They started at their own 33-yard line and driven down to the St. Mary's 5, trailing 8-0. St. Mary's opening up the game with a drive and a score and a 2-point conversion. Calvin Johnson with a touchdown. One wide out each way. Backs on each side of quarterback Severance. A new look here. Snaps a little bit low out of the shotgun. Shovels it to the right halfback, who dances to the goal, to the 5-yard line, rather, the line of scrimmage. But that's as far as he gets. No gain.
Yeah, you know, the ball was hiked low to him. He had to pick it up. And that ball going on the ground and him having to pick it up throws off the momentum of the offensive line, who get out, make their blocks, and then that split second allows the defense to slide and react. And so that basically effectively shuts down your running lanes.
Second down and goal from the 5-yard line. Severance getting the play call from the bench, coming back out to the field, delivering it to his huddle. English trying to push it into the end zone to our left here at Manning Field. Setting sun, a little bit of a sunset to our across the way for us. Severance with one halfback set to his left side. That's Cosmos. And a fake handoff to him, and the quarterback, Severance, keeps it, runs to the goal line, and runs into the end zone for a touchdown.
Well, he's been the workhorse of this offense on the ground on this drive, Bill. And again, he had an option to pitch it back to his halfback, but he decided to keep it. He saw something of a crack, and he just cut it up aggressively inside and drove into the end zone. So English responds to the St. Mary's quick hit touchdown with a long drive of their own, starting at the, I'm going to say about the 8-minute mark. It is now 1:09 left in the first quarter, and English has a chance to tie this game up if they manage to complete the two-point conversion. Well executed. Coach Carroll and his staff had to be very, very pleased with the way the team responded to St. Mary's score.
English going for the two-point conversion. Cosmas off to the left of quarterback Severance. Takes the direct snap to Severance. Looks to pass. Scrambling in the backfield. Looking. Throws it incomplete into the end zone. Two-point pass fails. So a minute nine to go in the quarter. 8-6 our score. That drive started, Tim, with 9 minutes, 3 seconds on the clock. That's right when St. Mary's scored. So St. Mary's took 2 minutes to score. English eats about 8 minutes of clock coming down and scoring. So it's a two-point game here in the first quarter here on MSONewsSports.com.
Now the challenge here is to get an effective kickoff down the field deep enough to allow your coverage team to get penetration and make a stop, make it a long field for St. Mary's. You know they have big strike capability. You got a quarterback capable of throwing the ball 30, 40 yards in the air down the field. You know they've got receivers that can get behind your defensive backs. So now you're going to have to tighten up in the secondary. You're going to have to put some pressure on the quarterback, but make them start deeper.
I think they might be trying to keep it away from the deep guys, and that's exactly what they're doing here. A bouncing ball goes down inside the 40 to the 39. No return there, just covered up there by St. Mary's Nino Echeverria again. Same receiver a moment ago.
Try to get it deeper than the 40-yard line.
You know, if you can get it down, something in between the 40 and going all the way.
You know, get it down and around the 30 yard. It's another 10 yards that St. Mary's has to go. Like I said, you know they have quick strike capability, but make them earn more of the field than what you're doing right now.
Now
again,
why,
you're asking your defense.
Did they put a penalty up here or something? Why are they getting the ball? Oh, the quarter's come to an end.
Okay.
I got it. We're with it now. I understand. We'll step aside. 8-6, St. Mary's leading Lynn English at the end of the first quarter here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Abraham Toe just ran 56 yards for the St. Mary's second touchdown on the first snap of the second quarter. And they, not sure why he got the 46, because I thought the ball was stopped at the 40 or 41, something like that. But somehow the officials did spot it at the 46, whether there was an infraction doesn't really matter. Now they were going right to left, and just as we were coming back from break, they handed it to Toe. He went around right end, and as we said, went 56 yards. So a 56-yard drive. 14-6 our score. Two-point conversion, St. Mary's. And they dive it running up the middle. Calvin Johnson is in for the 2 points.
Calvin Johnson with a 2-point conversion run. The score with 10:47 to go in the first.
So that man, that was fast. So that was quite the response touchdown for the bounce back touchdown for St. Mary's, making it 16-6.
Don't they realize we have a commercial to do before they start the second quarter?
You know what it was, Tim? I don't know why how the clock ran down so fast on that kickoff. They took a minute off the clock on that kickoff, so the stadium clock must have been a little off. And remember, they had trouble setting it up in the beginning. So in essence, you probably were more right that the drive started with about 8 minutes to go in the English drive. Well, here's the St. Mary's kickoff to Len English. Rolls past the defender from the 20. He sweeps it up at the 10 and is smothered right there. Oh, man. Didn't field that cleanly. And the kickoff rolled past him where he was standing at the 20, back to the 10. He circled back, got the football, and was unable to get a return after that. So now English start finding themselves way, way back in their own territory.
Saugus leads Manchester Essex 6-0 after one period of play. Everybody's moving right along in tonight's contest, Bill.
You said that was a 56-44.
Though we have not seen a marble head score as of yet.
So English will start at their own 11-yard line here. Second quarter, two touchdowns for St. Mary's and the 2-point conversions. Finding themselves up here 16-6. Quick pass, batted down. The intended receiver was Johnny Cosmas. He was standing up at about at the 15. The ball was knocked down a little over the line of scrimmage. An incomplete pass. Ball replaced down back at the 10. Or the 11, rather. 10.5 minutes to play, first half. Now, this game, if this game goes at this pace, Tim, this will be unusual for us. We were here for the doubleheader last Friday. We didn't get out of here until after 11.
I know.
Got here like 3:30. You know, we may just hang around afterwards here and just soak up the evening here.
The ambiance,
yeah. By the way, my partner here shows up in shorts. I'm not surprised at that, but I'm surprised that you have the long sleeve shirt to go with it here, Tim.
I was seeking a balance, Bill.
Yeah. So he's definitely a man between seasons here, Tim Kearns. The man between seasons. Here's the direct snap back to Severance, looking over the middle, now scrambling up to the 15. He's taken down at the 19-yard line. Maybe has the 20, so he'll be at least 1 yard short of the first down, but a nice run, a 9-yard run for the English quarterback. He's been all of their rushing offense so far here tonight at Severance.
Okay, Scott Cooper has just sent down a message. Marblehead is up 13-0 against Wakefield in the second quarter.
Third down and one, a 9-yard gain for Severance. English trailing here by the 16-6 score. Got the touchdown to creep within two, but couldn't put the extra points on the board. And then St. Mary's roared back on the first snap of the second quarter after getting the football. And now Severance runs again. He's got the first down up over the 15, close to the 20. If he has the 20, he's got himself, a 9-yard gain again.
Davis, with the first end coming to a close, leads Linfield 7-0. Linfield struggling a little early in the season, Bill.
Yeah. Well, we have some good games next week. We got some good games this weekend, too. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Tim. I don't want to do that.
I have enough trouble staying with myself, let alone getting ahead, Bill.
Yes. Well, I even have trouble being with myself. I don't know where that was going, but here we go. English bringing the ball out. First down at their own 30-yard line. Wide outs, two near side right, one far side left. Severance in trouble, scrambling, firing way down on the right, and Dong just can't catch up with it. Oh, it was almost a panic throw. Cosmos and Dong were down there, and Dong almost was able to run under it, but I think Severance was very close to getting hammered. In fact, I don't know if he took a hit after he released that ball or not. I was following the ball.
Yeah, you know, I thought Dong, if he had cut in towards the 40-yard line marker. May have had a chance for that ball, but he seemed to have stayed on his route, running straight down the sideline between the yardage marker and the sideline, because the ball landed, well, it was catchable because it was enough behind the receiver, but I think he just stuck to his route and let it fall. Sometimes receivers have to admit they have to adjust sometimes to recognize the kind of pressure that the quarterback is under. That was a well-thrown ball,
yeah,
by Severance.
Yeah.
And he threw it on the run. He was able to set himself just for a second and get some body behind that ball. It was well-thrown. It was a nice, tight spiral. He just couldn't get it in the area where Dong was on the sideline.
Middlesex League score, Stoneham over Arlington, 14-6. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Try to keep you posted in the Beverly boys soccer team beat Revere today 2-1. Congratulations there. Hey, tomorrow, two football games here on MSO News Sports. Lynn Classical at Swampscott at noon tomorrow. John Squire is joining me for that broadcast. And then this guy, Tim Kearns, with Marty Smith and Beverly. Gloucester versus Beverly. Should be a good game. I mean, Tim, I know you were you and I were both very impressed with Beverly last week, but you know, they'll go up against a Gloucester team. We'll see. You know, a Gloucester team, Tim, that I thought looked solid, as we saw against Lynn Classical. Two teams, both those teams, Classical and Gloucester, look solid. They're coming off a win, but it'll be a different kind of a game for sure tomorrow in Beverly.
Yeah, and talking to the Gloucester players, they realize the challenge that's in front of them for tomorrow.
Here's Severance to throw on second down. It's incomplete. A flag down. I think we had a reach in for foul there.
Yeah, Prince Brown was really upset because he was trying to reach for the ball, and he came up with crocodile arms there. And he immediately threw his arms up, and the flag came flying right behind it. So the side judge agreed with Brown's evaluation of the play of the defensive back on his backside.
There'll be a penalty. It's a a pass interference call against St. Mary's, giving English a first down at their 39-yard line. Well, Tim, English is moving the football here tonight. This is just their second possession here. We've 8 minutes, 42 seconds. And what's interesting, well, we'll get to that thought in just a moment. Two wideouts, far side left, one near side right. First down, English at their 39. Severance, the left-hander, back to throw, is smothered. Taken down, back at the 31. You know, here we got 8 minutes to play, 8.5 minutes to play, Tim, in the first half. This is the second English possession. And St. Mary's has had two, and one of their possessions was a one play, 56-yard run,
yes,
by Abraham Toe. So these have been long possessions for both teams here. But really, really, English has been, you know, if you look at the clock, English has got to be dominating the possession piece here.
Oh, certainly having that long drive took 8 minutes. This drive is taking up some time. Patrick Henry, a great historical name, sophomore, 6'3", 260, just burst through the English line to sack Severance for about a 6 or 7 yard loss.
Did it for his country, Tim. Did it for his country.
Ooh.
Severance back to pass here, scrambling, no, taken down, another sack, and Severance says, "Well, I want a face mask here." So does the English coaching staff on the sidelines. It was at very best inadvertent, but the hand might have gone across the face, but didn't look like enough to call a face masking call on, but that pushes the ball back to the 25. So now English is all the way back. These are not penalties, these are loss of downs here on the sacks, two straight sacks. The ball's back at the 25, and they need to get out to the 49. They're 49 for a first down.
Yeah, junior Nino Echeverria, 6 foot 165, came again screaming around the right end. Again, different on that play. Severance held the ball, was looking downfield, couldn't find anybody, and really had no room to scramble, and it gave Echeverria a time to get around his man and bring Severance down. Again, everything else for English has been quick, quick, quick. The ball out of his hands. Short yardage gains. That's what English needs to stay with, is that the quick hitters, get that 6-7 yards. Don't go looking deep. You're doing a good job the way you've been playing the game.
Two wideouts each way. Everything has been passed tonight except for the Severance run. Severance running now in trouble, scrambling. He's hit. The ball's loose. They're calling it a live football, and it would appear that St. Mary's might have covered this thing up. But let's see.
You know, again, he took a deep drop. He allowed the St. Mary's defensive ends to get around, force him up in the middle, pushed him into the middle of the defensive rush. And he was being chased. He got hit from behind. Ball popped loose.
Well, it is a English maintains possession of the football. A big break for them. So they'll have an opportunity to punt. Doug Guevara back to punt for English High School. He'll punt from left to right. He's standing at his 13 to receive the long snap. A little bit of a breeze now coming from near side, far side rather, to the near side. Snap comes back to him. Good snap. Right foot goes into the ball. Solid punt up over midfield. Fielded at the St. Mary's 40-yard line by the Spartans. Leo Pacheco running it up to midfield and down to the 47 of English High School.
Once again, a short field for St. Mary's to start with. Sean McAdam reports two Red Sox players get thrown out stretching hits in the same inning, but they still lead 1-0. Okay.
What a night last night for the Red Sox, huh?
You know,
from behind win.
Every time I turned it on, they were behind, and I said, the heck with this. I went to bed around 10 o'clock. I come upstairs. I woke up, the news came on, and all of a sudden, I hear the news. I'm like, oh, okay. That's different. A bottom of the ninth heroic by somebody.
Ball at the English 48. First down, St. Mary's High School. Give to the wing right side. Toe, look out, breaking it. Down to the 35-30.
Ball on the ground.
Bubble, loose ball inside the 30 at the 25. English says they have it, and they do. A fumble.
Number 12 for Lynn English. J.C. Gonzalez, a senior, came up with the ball. Toe was struggling for more yards, and as he was going down, the ball popped loose. There were two English players right there, pounced on the ball, and Guevara came up with it. So, turnabout is fair play here.
English gets the football, and they have it now at their 26. Geez, they have 5 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the half. I don't know if they have anywhere near enough time to drive here, Tim, the way they've been eating up the clock here tonight. It's crazy. And they're not running the – well, Severance is the only one rushing the football for English, their quarterback on the keepers. Two wideouts each way. First down for Severance. He keeps it. Struggles to get to the 27, a 2-yard gain for the English quarterback.
Bulldog carry, Matt Severance.
Matt Severance. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Like us on Facebook. Check out North Shore Sports Night Monday night at 7 o'clock. Our daily newscast and sportscast here on MSO on North Shore Today, plus other North Shore photos and news stories every day here, every weekday on MSO News Sports. Plenty of sports news throughout the weekend here. Check back with us. Scores, score updates during the day. Twitter photos, different things like that on our website. And I think this week we are in the neighborhood of double-digit interviews, exclusive interviews, all here on the website, radio interviews, videos, and so on, stuff you can't get anywhere else. But again, follow us on Twitter. Get a little heads up on what's happening on the website. Second down and 8 for English. Severance from the shotgun. Quick toss out on the right side. The catch is made there, out on the right side by Juan of Avellino, the junior, pulls it down at the 33, short gainer.
But that's where they've had the most success, sending the wide receivers on a quick cut into the middle. He hits it on stride. He hits them right. He's hitting him right in the hands, very catchable. The receiver has the defender on his backside, so Severance has an open lane to throw to. You know, just pick him apart going down the field. You don't need the big play. You don't need to be screaming a whole lot. Just sit in the pocket. 1, 2, 3, get rid of the ball.
6-yard gain for Avellino and Severance on the pass play. Timeout called by English as they have a third down and 2 from their 34-yard line. They need to get out to their 36. Again, tomorrow, Classical at Swampscott at noon, Gloucester at Beverly at 1. Also, check back on the website. We do have the pregame interviews up with Coach Bob Serino from Swampscott High School, Tim Phelps from Classical, as well as the interviews from our other game coaches, which would include Andrew Morenci tomorrow and Tony Zerilli from Gloucester, plus some Beverly and Gloucester players on our website. Severance on the third down and 2 on the keeper. Hit in the backfield, bounces off. Gets it out to about the 36. Oh, man, at that second effort, let's see where the spot is. He might have gotten it. He did, I think. Yeah. First down, Severance, second effort.
Well, you know, when he's had to run the ball, Bill, that's like the second or third time that second effort has gotten him a first down.
That was, I thought for sure he was not going to get that first down. Again, one of the smallest players, if not the smallest player out on the field right now. First down, English at the 36. Flags are flying everywhere. Four of them out there.
I'm looking at, oh, I don't know, let's see. Ooh, they say a false start. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was reading the defensive end or defensive tackle, and he shot across. I didn't see any movement before that. It must have been either the quarterback or the left side of the line.
So let's, hey, do you have a halftime guest tonight, Tim?
I have a special guest.
You do? That'll be fantastic.
He's going to remain the mystery guest because I don't want to announce him just in case he gets caught up with his duties or he forgets.
His duties. Let's say it is duties.
Blame it if he forgets.
That doesn't sound right, duties. Somehow it just sounds awful, but whatever. So ball is back to the 31-yard line after the penalty. First down and 15. Here's Severance running it. 35, 40, dances out to the 43. That is a 12-yard gain for the English quarterback. Wow. So Severance eats up that penalty yardage right back, and this will set up a second down and about three. Second down and three. 2:24 to go. Long way to go for Swamps English as well at their own 43.
Manchester Essex completes a 95-yard drive with a 3-yard run. And with the point after, they take a 7-6 lead over Saugus.
Severance from the shotgun, second down, three, wants to pass, looking, scrambling out left side, releases it. Incomplete, nearly intercepted.
Bad decision on Severance's part. Again, he waited, and their line, St. Mary's Joey Silvestri, nearly picked off this ill-advised pass into the middle of the field. He couldn't have seen his receiver by the time he was going down and throwing the ball. Sylvester's going to be very upset with himself. We could see he was pounding the turf after he missed that because it was right in his hands. Again, if you don't have it, run, but don't scramble because that's where you're getting yourself in trouble.
Third down and three for English at their 43-yard line. Two wideouts, far side left, one near side right. Prince Brown, near side, right side. Far side out on the left is Jacob Miller. Slot out to the left side. Halfback to the left of quarterback Severance. English with those maroon uniforms, white helmets, working left to right. Direct snap, Severance keeps it, and he's taken down, no gain.
Dan Harrison reporting that Pawtucket has, Pawtucket is up 7-6 over Amesbury. Amesbury team that's fallen on some hard times the last couple of seasons.
Well, that was a no gain, but an offside penalty against St. Mary's will give English a first down. A huge penalty call there to keep an English drive alive. Otherwise, it would have been a fourth down and maybe three.
Winthrop is down 14-0. Do we have that game on our list?
Winthrop? Yes, we do. We have it. It's there somewhere.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, yeah. From the shotgun, from the 49, English quarterback Severance keeps it again. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. One minute, 26 seconds. English without a huddle. Coming back up. Severance quickly bringing the team up to the line of scrimmage. Miguel Ramos now is the halfback beside the quarterback Severance. And Severance to throw, quick pace and quick pass upfield, incomplete. Again, very close to a defender that time. English, that was James Brumfield.
Yeah, he landed at his feet and he wasn't expecting it because he had his eyes on the wide receiver and it hit in front of his feet and he was like, whoa, what's this? And again, disappointed that he didn't have his head up. Newbury Port and Ipswich are playing at the new field at Ipswich High School. Turf field, obviously.
You have a score on that one yet?
I have not seen a score on it. But as soon as the score comes in, we'll be bringing it to you.
Well, Newbury Port won on their opener with their new coach last week. And Ipswich played North Reading tough on the road last week. We'll see how that game goes tonight at Ipswich. Here is two wideouts near side right, one far side left, and Severance back to pass on second down, scrambling, deep drop, now throws it away. Well, that was a smart throw away by quarterback Severance on third down. So here's fourth down and 10. English to punt with 1 minute remaining in the first half.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, make the situation any worse. Again, took a deep drop. St. Mary's had great coverage. He had nothing. He was being chased. Get out from beyond the tackles and just throw the ball away. Smart move.
Get out.
You learn.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
And Guevara to punt. Snap comes back, fields it well. Right foot on the ball. Good, strong punt. Down inside the 20, field it at the 13-yard line. No return there. By St. Mary's High School. Leo Pacheco, I think. Yeah, Pacheco fielded that at the 13-yard line. It'll be first down for St. Mary's at their 13. This is actually the deepest St. Mary's has started a drive. They started at their 43, I think 46, 40, and then the Lynn English 48, and now here on their own 13-yard line. So, but if they have Abraham Toe going around right end like they did on their last possession, that they'll be fine. But or their second-to-last possession, I should say. 54 seconds showing on the first-half stadium clock here. With the score 16-6, St. Mary's leading Lynn English High School. Toe takes the pitch in the backfield, and he is dropped for a loss.
Great play. Jacob Miller came up and grabbed him around the ankles and brought him down. Got a little help on the final takedown, but it was Miller who began the process. He had great follow-through on the line of scrimmage as when Toe went to cut up the field. He nabbed him and wouldn't let go. And that's what it takes to get Toe. His toe is not going to stop giving you an effort to get up the field.
Someone might have called timeout here. It's a one-yard loss for St. Mary's. Ball is at the 12.
And that's the first negative play of the game.
Yeah. When you balance it off against a 56-yard touchdown run, it works out for you.
Yeah. That doesn't really damage your rushing average too much.
The Spartans are up here, 16-6, closing in at the end of the first half here.
We have a Bill Ricker Andover score of 14-7 after the first quarter of play.
Hand off, running back. Is this Johnson coming near side left to the 15? Taken down there. Johnson to the 16, yes. Wow, good tackle there by English High School after a gain of 4 yards by Johnson.
Number 3, Calvin Johnson on the carry.
Davis 14-0.
And wait a minute here. So I guess another, we have another timeout here.
14-0 over. Dam is over Linfield. Todd Coakley in the right corner of the end zone.
Taj
pass
Coakley
from Justin Mullaney.
Gotta get that Ipswich score. Remember last Friday night, Tim? We had all the scores by the time we left here Friday night. We had every score.
Bill, every player was in bed by the time we left here last night.
We were getting the early first quarter scores from the Saturday games when we left here last Friday night.
English soccer had already begun by the time I got home.
You know it's late.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know that, but you would know that.
I would.
Germany had a soccer game in the second quarter when I got home. Tim would know that.
That would be second half.
I got in pretty late that night.
Oh, God. Let's see. It is now 14-11
seconds to go here, and it's a third down and 7 for St. Mary's. They can bust it any place, any time. They give it outside. Toe bounces out the right corner. 30, 35, 40, running upfield to midfield, running down the right sidelines, cuts back inside, and he is taken down. It didn't look like they were going to get him there for a moment. They take him down at about the 17. There's no time left on the clock. Coach Matt Durgan is bringing his team off the field. Yeah, there's no... Yeah, the time is clearly off on the clock. Everybody knows that. But Toe ran to the end zone with the clock running down, and the first half does come to an end.
Well, you got to credit the Lynn English secondary for not giving up and bringing him down around the 20-yard line. I think if he had simply stayed along the far sideline, he may have been able to get in. and so he outrun the coverage, but he tried to cut back behind the lead man rather than taking him on, and that allowed two other defensive players to catch up to him and bring him down. I think St. Mary's would be disappointed they didn't get in to, you know, potentially give them another 8 points on the board. Lynn English knows they escaped by the skin of their teeth by the tremendous defensive effort that they just gave on that play, and I believe Jonathan Cosmos was the man who led the charge to bring him down. So you made a defensive stop. Can you seize that? You know, similar to when Glass was here last week against Glasgow, Glasgow made a defensive stand at the 2-yard line. Well, English has now prevented St. Mary's from scoring another touchdown to put them two full scores ahead. Can they use that as a momentum to come out and have a really solid third quarter? We'll see.
Folks will have to stay tuned and listen in and don't go away. But we'll go away here. We're back with our halftime just ahead here. 16-6, St. Mary's leading Lynn English at the half on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
Welcome back to Manning Field in Lynn. Bill Newell, along with, I got one early score, along with Tim Kearns. I got my train of thought interrupted there. Ipswich went up in the Newburyport game 3-0 at one point, it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah. No, this can't be right. This is a different sport. This is not...
That's right, soccer.
Yeah. So let me take that back, folks. So forget that misinformation that you just heard here. You didn't hear it. You did not hear that here.
You didn't hear it from here.
We were just trying to, we're just curious on that Ipswich Newburyport football game being played in Ipswich with their brand new field tonight. Well, Lynn English and St. Mary's here at the half. St. Mary's leading 16-6, scoring in tonight's first half. Calvin Johnson went in from 15 yards out. First quarter, first possession of the game. 2-point conversion by Marcus Atkins. 8-0 the score. Matt Severance in the first quarter with 1:09 left scored capping a 67-yard drive, and it was a 8-6 game. The 2-point pass failed in the end zone for the conversion. Then right back, Abraham Toe goes in on the very first snap of the second quarter from 56 yards out. And that was their first play of that possession after the touchdown. And the two-point conversion by Calvin Johnson was good, 16-6 our score. So that was the scoring in tonight's first half. Got the Lynn Marching Band out there. Again, we've noted last week how their numbers have grown over the last year steadily here. Probably about 5 years ago was they had like five guys, it was like
a half a dozen kids.
Yeah, that was about it.
And, but you know,
but they
it takes those half dozen kids to show the willingness to be part of it and be part of the resurrection of the Lynn Public School Band. And every year we've seen them become bigger and better. And so that's a trend that you just know and you hope will continue as the years go on.
13-7 Wakefield. So Marblehead leads 13-7 at the half. So that game's a little closer than some thought.
Couple Marblehead turnovers.
Yeah, that's what I just saw that. Yeah.
Hey, my guest has arrived.
Sweet.
Sweet. So his duties have not precluded him from participating. He's someone that has been on MSO in the past, both in football games and baseball games as well. Good friend, Dick Newton. How are you, Dick?
Very well, thank you.
Game was going a lot better than I think a lot of people planned.
Yeah, well, we banged up a little bit, and I thank God we hold on to the ball.
Well, that's definitely been a difference. The penalties have been definitely minimized. So there's been some continuity of the offensive flow. The biggest thing I noticed taking the change from last week is Severance is getting rid of the ball. He's gone to a short pass offense. Coach Carroll has compressed the offense.
Correct.
You know, and so he's not holding, he's not looking. Because when he has dropped back and when he's looked long, he's gotten in trouble.
Well, St. Mary's very good, especially offensively. So I think when they call timeout with 11 seconds left, it proved that Durgan thinks he can score anytime he has the ball on any
play. And he almost did.
And he almost did. And, you know, even when they fumbled, that was another long run. So, they get some big plays, and they're very good. So,
But we both know that it takes, you know, big plays sometimes to win a game. But from England's perspective, you know, that fumble stops the drive. They made a great effort to tackle toe. He could have gone yard on that last run before the half. But three kids chased him down.
Well, we don't give up. That's, you know, we have a great bunch of kids, and they're not going to give up. And
that's a character play right there.
That's a character play. The kid Cosmos chased them down to stop them, and then the other kids who didn't give up caught them from behind. So we're real happy with the way we're playing.
You know, I mentioned to Bill, and of course, the touchdown, the Eagles touchdown after the St. Mary's opening touchdown. St. Mary's in short field. Eagles had long field, and they took over 8 minutes, drove the length of the field. Really sharp, crisp drive. They mixed things up. I think they caught St. Mary's by surprise with a lot of the short, quick passes over the middle. And they went down and scored. Right away, they responded. That had to be big.
Yeah. Well, Severance looked very good tonight. And he had a great year last year. He struggled a little last week, I thought. But St. Mary's, they're going to keep coming back at you.
Oh, they are.
You know, they're probably the best team, I think, in their division this year. You have to give in Matt Durgan's. I coached with him when he was at English for 1 year. He's a very good coach.
But he's got size. He's got strength.
Well,
he's got speed. He's got experience.
Yeah, look at the three guys up front. You know, they got three big kids. Yep. I mean, we have a couple big kids too, but they got three big kids that have experience, and they got the kid Toe and the kid Johnson. They're pretty good team.
It's a making of a team. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to talk to you tonight because you have a new job.
Yeah.
You have now been elevated to athletic director at English High School. I want to congratulate you on that, I think.
You did when I saw you on the cruise.
You remember?
I remember that, yes.
And I had to say, it was the funniest thing because I kept meeting people from Gloucester, and we were sitting at the pool above. We were getting refreshments, and you came up, and you were two seats away from me. And I looked, and I went, man, that guy looks familiar. And then I said, I got to wait and hear his voice. And then I heard the voice just yelled out to you, and you turned around. And I think you were as surprised as I was to see.
Well, it's fun to see people. It's good to see people you know in those things.
Oh, we're 200 miles out at sea, and it's like.
That was a lot of fun there.
So how was life as athletic director going for you?
I never knew I would be as busy as I am. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of fun. I stay up late at night thinking of what I'm going to do the next day. It's a job I always wanted. I was glad the principal, Mr. Strange, was glad enough to, he was good enough to give me the job. And, you know, I try to do the best you can. You know, I'm not there to tell anybody what to do. I'm there to help people. And, you know, that's the main thing.
You know, I was an athletic director for a year, my last year teaching in Maryland, and the AD who began the year got elevated to an administrative assistant, and they came and asked if I would take it. Sure, I'm going to step in. I had a full coach, full teaching class, six classes, and I was coaching volleyball, and I was doing grad school on the weekends, and I was like out of my mind. So how are you full time AD? Are
no.
you teaching as well?
I think Lynn. One of the,
one Thank of the, you. I never recovered.
He is out of his mind. I think Lynn is one of the very few classical English Northeast Conference. We teach three, so I teach three gym classes this half of the year. In the second half, I teach two gyms and health. I don't mind doing that. You know,
do you guys have a rotating class schedule? Or
rotating class schedule, so the times in the day I'm off are okay. But you know, the administration is very good in giving us time to if I need time, they give it to us. Go to meetings and do different things. There's never a question. They're always accommodating.
Yeah, because the role of athletic director, you might have in school meetings. You're going to have out of building meetings. Quite a few of them that take you a distance.
It's evolved with all the paperwork. It's evolved with all the paperwork. And, I mean, you know, you get rosters and hazing forms and, you know, every other thing that you have to get in. It's just, you're inundated with stuff.
Yeah, and it's a checklist. Make sure that every coach, because it's multiple sports you have to watch over, and every coach has got all that paperwork in, all the T's across, the I's are dotted, because it's going to come back to haunt you if you don't.
The inventory, I think, is the worst thing. You got to collect the uniforms and figuring out who has what and what kid has what uniform and, you know, who doesn't turn it in. The helmets are worth $300 a piece. You can't lose any of those. And there's a lot to the job, but you be careful what you ask for, you know? I
mean,
and I love the job already, and I've only been in it since March, and it's pretty good.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We got to go to a break right now. I want to thank Dick Newton for stopping by, the athletic director at Lynn English High School. Dick, great to talk as always.
Thanks. Always a
pleasure. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SaukesianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
We're underway. St. Mary's kickoff to English to start the second half. Lands and no return to the 42, or to the return to the 42. Right away on first down here, Matt Severance firing it out on the right side. And they're bringing it back. I thought it was a completion, but they're bringing it back. It looked like it was a big, about an 18-yard completion, but a penalty call against English pushes the ball back. Well, that's a huge turnaround for them. So they lose 5 yards. They go back to their 37. We're just underway second half. 16-6, St. Mary's leading at Lynn English High School.
And that is just the way that Lynn English wanted to start. I was talking to one of the English people up here in the booth, and I said, you know, He's just got to continue to get rid of the ball quickly. He took a two-step drop, threw it down the sideline, and Cosman was there and had to actually turn around and receive the ball, but he was wide open. And then to have that holding call just negate that.
First down, 15, Lynn English High, Severance shotgun, halfback set right side, looking to the right side, toss, and a catch is made at the 45, and now a run for 3-4 more yards for the
Prince Brown.
English receiver Prince Brown, the sophomore. Now there, Tim, that's what you're looking for. That was the short pass, the look-in pattern. It's about it works as a 12-yard gain.
But you know, you don't have to get that penalty back all at once. You know, you've got four downs to get the yardage, get half at a time, and all two plays later, you're working the first down again. The defense of St. Mary's is playing behind in that area of the field. So just keep taking it.
Second,
they give you.
Second down and 3. Severance back, looking to throw. Does. Heaves it way down the left side. Man open. Catch. Oh. At the 15. Run to the 10, to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Is that Brown again?
Number 9.
Number 9. Dong with the reception.
Well, he was in the right spot this time. He got two steps behind the defender, and the ball was on the money. He turned around, broke away from an attempted tackle, and scooted into the end zone. So now it is 16-12. English more than likely will go for two in this situation. But again, Severance rolled out very quickly, two or three steps to his left, saw Dong downfield with a step on his man, and he just let it go. What a pass on target. English back in the ball game. Quick strike.
So that's a 51-yard pass play from Severance to Dong. The receiver beat the defender. The defender must have been surprised he was going so far. That's the deepest ball that Severance has thrown all game here tonight. So South Severance has his team lined up for the two-point conversion. One wide out, near side right, two far side left. Severance looking to throw. Quick toss out on the left side, and Cosmos gets it, but then goes down on his knees as he has hits. Two-point conversion fails.
He was taken down by, I believe, number 3 for St. Mary's. Calvin Johnson, I believe, took his feet out from underneath him. The play never really had a chance. Coverage was very tight there. Just hoping to spring Brown loose on that particular play. But it didn't work, so 16-12, English back in this game, and it didn't take him long to do so, Bill.
Severance with a 12-yard pass play and then a 56-yard pass play. So he's connecting in the air here in the second half. And, boy, that's just what the doctor ordered for the Bulldogs here. And now Rosalind will kick off from left to right.
And, you know, Dick Newton made the comment, Severance is not afraid.
Yeah.
He won't back down, and we saw it on that play.
Don to kick off from left to right. St. Mary's defenders back just outside the 20. There's a ground ball kick fielded at the 30. No return. Receiver goes down on a knee. That's Anthony Del Vecchio, I believe.
Well, that's what I was talking about before. They shot that right down the middle of the field. The first deep man was at the 30-yard line, and he took a knee. He could have got up and run for probably 10 or 15 yards, but as an up man, you're just told to hit the ground. He did what he followed orders. He hit the ground, but now it's 70 yards. St. Mary's has to drive to get a score instead of less than 60 yards.
Nick Colasetti, the fielded that kickoff at the 30 without a return. First down for St. Mary's at their 30, and our score is 16-12. St. Mary's still leading here. The two touchdowns, rather, and the two two-point conversions. Tight look, double wing look to give it to Johnson. Bouncing out to the outside, ahead for 9 yards, out to the 39-yard line on the carry. Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, he went straight. He took the handoff, went straight up the field. And then as he got just past the line of scrimmage, he did a quick two-step to his right and started to find a seam and nearly broke it, but brought down after that game of nine.
9 yard gain. Marcus Atkins out over the ball at quarterback. Again, wing set left and right. Right wing goes in motion. The give, however, is to the running back toe, I believe, hitting off the right side of the line.
Nice job of pursuit by Leninger's defense, built up by number 14, Doug Guevara. And again, we have Leninger's player down at the moment, Chris Gomez. Triton is putting it to Lynn Tech to the tune of 26-0 in the second quarter.
We have an injury, and the player is down. We'll take a fast break. We'll be back with more just ahead. We're in the second half, third quarter, 9:04 to play, 16-12 our score. St. Mary's is leading. Lynn English on MSO, newsports.com.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Welcome back. Manning Field, Lynn. Third quarter. Injury timeout. 9 minutes, 4 seconds to play. 16-12, St. Mary's leading Lynn English.
All right, some updated scores, Bill. Again, the latest that we have, Marblehead still leading Wakefield, we believe, 13-2. 13-7. Okay, here it is, 16-12. St. Mary's over Lynn English. Danvers, 14-0 over Linfield. Peabody Malden, 0-0. Malden has yet to get across the 50-yard line. Peabody has strung together five consecutive three and outs, forcing Malden to turn the ball over. Manchester Essex, 14-6 over Saugus. Masco, 28-6 over Revere. Ipswich still leading Newburyport, 3-0. We haven't had a score in the Bishop Fenwick game. Medfield over Winthrop, 14-0. Triton, 33-0 over Lynn Tech. And Pentucket, 7-6 over Amesbury. And Bill Ricker, 21-7 over Andover. I want to remind you some of the games tomorrow. Lynn Classical at Swampscape, Gloucester at Beverly, Bishop Conley at Salem, Central Catholic at St. John's Prep, North Reading at Hamilton Wenham, Malden Catholic at Winchester, and on the local collegiate scene, Endicott will take on St. Lawrence in a non-league game, but still a critical game for the Gulls because they are 0-2 to start the season, and you need to get a win to get some momentum as you head into your league schedule again.
Yeah, the Marblehead-Wakefield game is still 13-7, looks like third quarter. I just clicked on the video for that, so that's scoring. The English player is being helped off the field. That's a good sign. However, it doesn't look great. It looks like he's clearly favoring his left knee or ankle or something there. And that, I don't know if that's Chris Gomez. Is it number 10, Tim?
Yes, Gomez.
Yeah, Chris Gomez, okay.
We've had a score in the Denver's Linfield game. Linfield is on the board. It is now 14-7.
Back to action here. It is a St. Mary's football here. Third down and a long one from their 39-yard line. And it's a run play hitting it off the middle of the line and up for the first down. A gain of about 6 yards down up to the 45, rather. So they get a first down out of this. A big scrum, if you will. Was that the keeper that time? Yeah, Marcus Atkins, the ball carrier.
If you're following us and not the Red Sox, it is still 2-0.
Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Yeah.
Maybe they broke the Yankees back when they won the
I tell you, I mean, the Yankees were coming on here, and I was a little wary of that. And then when I looked at that score last night earlier on, oh, here we go. Toe takes the handoff, sweeps around the right end. Look out. He's up to midfield, down to the 45. Let's see where they mark it down. He slid on the turf for a while, so it's a matter of where that knee went down. Yeah, the knee went down at the 45. It looks like it's just enough for the first down. It is. So Toe, Abraham Toe, 5'5", 150-pound senior.
Nice to know my niece, Shauna, is a slave to fashion. She already has her iPhone 7.
Really? Well, you know, I was listening to something today. Here's running back in motion, wing left side. The give is to Calvin Johnson, straight ahead, down to the 40, to the 36-yard line, grinding out the yards. That's 8 yards there.
Johnson at 6 foot 180. He is a load. He is compact and powerful when he takes those long strides. Kind of reminiscent of a Johnny Thomas from St. John's Prep a couple years ago.
8 yard gain, second down two for St. Mary's at the Lynn English 37-yard line. Need to get to the 35 for the first down. Kyle Bernardini out over the ball. Look at center. Offensive line, Bernardini, Blaze, Reddy, Donahue, and Sakowicz. And this is a fumble, I think. Did they give it off to one of the backs? And it looked like it might have popped free for a moment because it was a scramble for the football. Not enough for the first down, by the way. See where they uncover. St. Mary's does recover the fumble. It's a no gain. So now it's third down and two. Of course, it's four down territory here for the Spartans. Atkins out from the bench. Coach Matt Durgan on the sidelines there, getting the play call. And again, a very tight look. One fullback behind the quarterback. One wing set left side comes in motion. That's Toe. He takes the pitch. It's off the right side of the line. Dances outside. Has the first down. Still dancing to the sidelines. A 3 yard gain for Toe. And a first down, just barely.
Well, he could qualify for Dancing with Stars with the number of dance steps he did on that particular run, Bill, as he tried to continually deke English defenders. However, English did a great job of sliding the defense to the far side of the field to that sideline and cut off any kind of route for him to cut up field. Kept them dancing. The dancing allowed the defense to catch up to him. Oh, boy, is he quick on his feet.
Yeah, we had a penalty, too, tacked onto this against Lynn English High School. I don't know if it was a...
I think it was a late hit out of bounds, yeah. Because when he was out of bounds, there was a Lynn English player who dove on the pile, and it probably wasn't the wisest choice, but I think his momentum just carried him into Toe.
Bernardini out over the ball at center for St. Mary's. Ball to the 19-yard line of Lynn English. Wing Toe in motion up high. The give is inside to the fullback, straight ahead. Short gainer. How many yards? 1 yard.
You know, that's the second time that Lynn English has made a really good play. This time on defense, and a penalty caused him and moved the ball down the field with St. Mary's. The other one on the opening drive of this half, they hit the big pass to start the third quarter, but a holding call negated it and again pushed them back.
Actually, it looks like a no gain on that last rush for St. Mary's. So the ball's at the 19-yard line of Lynn English. Second down and 10, wing in motion up high. Quarterback Silvestri spins, and I think he keeps it, goes ahead down to the 15. There's a flag down. It's at least a four-yard gain, and then we'll see what the penalty means. I think the penalty could be against St. Mary's.
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be a holding call. It's that student body straight ahead play where they have a high toss to the fullback coming cutting up the middle of the field, and everybody's just pushing, and I think they got one of the interior linemen holding. Just reading a quick quote from Conan O'Brien that made me chuckle. Right before I dive, my life flashes before my eyes over the round 30-second ads for before each section. That can take a long time.
Wait a minute, let me hear that one more time. Conan O'Brien.
Right before I die, if my life flashes before my eyes, I hope there aren't 30-second ads before each section. Take a long time to die, otherwise.
Yeah, just... And if they are, do you exit? Do you hit that exit button to skip past those ads? I don't know. Maybe you don't. Here's Calvin Johnson taking the inside handoff. It's a second down and 17.
Nice play by Frank Perry, number 51, linebacker. Again, cut back and managed to wrap up.
Johnson,
real securely for that, just that short gain.
So, yeah, so it's about maybe a five-yard gain. Third down, 13. Well, this would be huge if English could make a stop here. But they're in four-down territory, so it's a third down, 13, from the 23-yard line, maybe just inside the 23. Call it the 22. That would be just inside the 23. And here's Silvestri to throw again. Loops it way down on the right side. Man open. Catch made. Goal line in. Touchdown.
I thought the English defender was going to have an opportunity to make a play on that ball, but he was a few yards further back from this angle than I thought. Ball dropped perfectly into the receiver. Caught him in stride, and all it was a step into the end zone.
Calvin Johnson with the reception for St. Mary's. 22 yards. Calvin Johnson with his second touchdown of the night. 22-12 the score. St. Mary's leading Lynn English. They've gone for two-point conversions tonight. We'll do so again here. They've been successful both times. And the give this time is to the running back. Hits off the right side of the line and is in.
Manchester Exodus has taken a 21-6 lead over Saugus. A Saugus turnover results in a five-yard run with 8:19 to go in the third quarter there.
Two-point conversion is good. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. 24-12 the score, third quarter.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Kickoff, St. Mary's to Lynn English. A ground ball rolling down inside the 20, fielded at the 18-yard line there by English High School. Run out by Taken Mentor out to the 26-yard line, maybe? 25-yard line. 25. Where it'll be first down and from the 25.
It was to Calvin Johnson.
The 2 points? The touchdown was Calvin Johnson.
They had Atkins to Johnson on the touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, oh, you're talking about the 2 points?
I'm talking about the two points.
Okay. I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, pass play, 22-yard pass play. Again, Atkins to Johnson.
Perfectly thrown ball again.
Yeah, that was a nice... Yeah, that's one of the balls well in the air before the pass pattern is completed. There's a throw on first down out on the left side, just incomplete. Out there was Jonathan Cosmos, the receiver, out at the 40-yard line. It would have been about a 15, 16-yard pickup in the air on the first down throw by Matt Severance from his own 25. It falls incomplete.
Yeah, Cosmos was looking for the ball on his outside shoulder, so a little bit inside. He tried to reach back over his shoulders to bring it in, and it just went off his hands. It would have been a great athletic catch. Another well-thrown ball by Severance, deep down the sideline.
Deep, deep, deep.
But again, he threw it quickly, two-step drop, and he got rid of the ball. That doesn't allow the defense time to get to you.
Well, no matter what happens the rest of this game, you got to look at Lynn English and say, big improvement from week one to week two.
Yes,
there's no doubt about that.
You look at the score 24-12 and you say, well, they're really dominant. But English has, as you say, Bill, has played extremely well tonight.
Well, they've got the football back here. Second down 10. Severance quickly looking, scrambling in traffic, and he is smothered as he scrambles back to almost the line of scrimmage. I think he ends up losing 1 yard on that.
Yeah, one of the linebackers burst through and grabbed him around the shirt as he attempted to run up into the pocket and just wouldn't let go.
English has struggled offensively here in the second half. Had a decent first half offensively. Checking into the game for the Bulldogs, Jacob Miller, Jr., wide out. Also coming into the game, Jonathan Kosmas. And Matt Severance rushing in with the play call from the sidelines on the third down and 11 from the 24 of Lynn English. 3 minutes, 9 seconds to play, third quarter. English has called a timeout. Tomorrow, Swampscott will host Lynn Classical, noon kickoff on MSO News Sports. John Squire is joining me for the broadcast. And then at 1 o'clock,
Swampscott?
It's in Swampscott, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, don't think I haven't thought about that. No, I did.
That's why it pays to go to Swampscott. They feed you. And there's nothing, is there anything better than a steamed hot dog and a steamed bun?
At a ball game.
No, I'll tell you, great. Nothing
yeah.
better.
Yeah,
you don't need to put anything on it.
Well, let's hope they come through over there. They've it's been nice. PA guy does that for it. Here's Severance throwing on third and 11 over the middle, incomplete. And
nice defensive play by number six for St. Mary's. Marlon Scott had coverage behind the intended receiver, who was number 88.
Yeah, that could be.
Juan Avellino, and he reached over with his left hand to knock that ball away. Very well executed.
I think for a moment there were a handful of Lynn English coaches that thought there could have been pass interference. I don't think it interfered with the play, but it looked like there could have been a little bit of contact on there. Now English will punt.
If he had gone after the ball with the right hand, he would have. But he went the left hand, and so the left arm was in front of the receiver. And I think that's why they didn't call it.
Well, the snap goes back. It's a little bit mishandled. Guevara makes the best of a situation. Now boots it over the middle. And it gets a great English roll down inside the 35 to the 34 without a return. So what looked like it might not look like a kind of almost not a broken play, but the snap just wasn't quite there for Guevara, the punter. And then he boots it away, a low punt over the line of scrimmage, and it just rolled nicely for him without any return. So what it turned out to be a very effective punt for Guevara, putting St. Mary's at their 34 without a return. Well, and on the other hand, St. Mary's here, I think, is, they won 30-0 last year. And I think, folks, if you listen to some of the folks talking here tonight, thinking that they were going to win easily here tonight. Now, they are up here, 24-12, and they haven't really given English anything to really talk about here in the second half, for sure. So they might be settling down a little bit, and they've had a couple of big plays for touchdowns. Big Abraham Toe, 56 yards, and then a pass play to Calvin Johnson, 22-yarder. And we'll see. We talk about this in terms of English. We see English a little more than St. Mary's, but if you're Coach Carroll, you want to see your defense make stops. And they've been able to do some of that here tonight and slow down St. Mary's, and a timeout has been called here.
They have made St. Mary's earn it.
Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah. Well, with a timeout on the field, let's us take that same timeout. We'll be right back here. Third quarter, 24-12, St. Mary's leading Lynn English.
Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
MSO, newsports.com, MSO Radio.
Yeah, here we are back at Manning Field. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. St. Mary's leading 24-12, third quarter.
We want to thank Dick Newton for showing up at halftime and for being our halftime guest. We gave Dick a gift certificate to the Sylvan Street Grill.
Yeah, where they show the football games at the Sylvan Street Grill on this television set at the bar. And also at the Gloucester House Restaurant, too. Here's a pitch play. Abraham Toe on first down from the 34. Goes right up the middle to the 40-yard line. A 6-yard gain for Toe.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the number of that lead blocker. Where is he? Number 53 for St. Mary's. There's no 53. What's he doing wearing that uniform?
Second down four from their own 40, St. Mary's. Again, they got that double wing look. The fullback behind the quarterback, Marcus Atkins, the quarterback. Pitch play toe, wing left, coming back to the right side. He's got the first down up to the 45.
Gang tackle by Lynn English.
That's a 6-yard gain for toe.
You know, it's a unique style. They put the man in motion, and he goes 2-3 yards deep behind the quarterback. Quarterback takes the snap, turns and tosses to the running back, who then immediately cuts upfield behind the middle of the offensive line, behind the center, and the two guys who are just pushing forward. So he's already got 3 or 4 yards gained before he even runs into any kind of resistance.
Marcus Atkins, a quarterback, 6 foot, 180-pound senior, has the team down right up behind center, drops the pass, throws over the middle. He's on the money. Catch is made inside the 45 at the 43-yard line. You know, I was just thinking to give a little shout-out to Marcus Atkins, because when he's thrown, he's been right on tonight, and he's been effective. Matt Cross with the reception, the freshman tight end, 6'7", 215.
I was just saying, how hard is it to miss that target? You know? And he was wide open. He was wide open. But again, a well-thrown ball into the middle of the field. And Cross did the smart thing. He cut down in front of the defense, set himself down in that little hole where nobody was covering, took the pass.
Here's Toe taking a handoff, sweeping the right side of the 40, outside, dancing to the 35, to the 34. So a gain of maybe 8 yards for Abraham Toe on first down, down to the 35-yard line.
Again, as you stretch Toe out, you've got to be hoping that your secondary comes up as fast as they can to close off that sideline and close off any kind of cutback lane. Because if you're either the defensive end or the outside linebacker who's got the contain, and you've got him stretching out, that secondary has got to come up and do the job and give you some backside help.
Second down and two for St. Mary's, just outside the 35 of Lynn English. Looks
Hopefully
like a procedure call against
somebody
the,
moved.
Spartans. Play whistled down on the snap. Flags and whistles.
That's it.
It's usually what it is. Not a great crowd across the way there. I mean, there's a handful of people over. Well, there's a bunch of people there. Nice student section over there for St. Mary's. That must be.
Matt Williams reporting that Peabody now has no toes left to shoot off with all the mistakes they've made tonight.
Oh, man. Well, there's one toe left here.
That was one big toe here.
And we're talking Abraham Toe, who is lined up wing left right here for St. Mary's on a second down and 7 from the 41-yard line. Takes the handoff, again, rushes off the right side of the line. He's back very close to a first down, needing about 7 yards. See where they spot it. I think it's enough for a first down. Yeah, just enough for a first down, yeah.
Okay, I have my innocuous score of the evening, Bill. Nantucket has defeated the Upper Cape 15-14.
Where is the Upper Cape? Where is that school located, the Upper Cape school?
No, is it the Upper Cape when it's closer to the bridges, or is it the Upper Cape when you're closer to Providence?
Atkins throwing way down on the right side. The catch looks like it's made at the 1 and into the end zone. Touchdown! From 33 yards away.
Marcus Atkins hooked up with number 3, Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson with a reception.
Again, you know, we're talking with Dickie Newton, strength to strength. You have guys like Atkins and Johnson and Toe. You know, that kind of experience coming back. They know how to win. They know how to execute. They've played for so long together, you know, and it's just very easy for them to click. And again, another perfectly thrown ball by Atkins.
Yeah.
On the money, the defender doesn't have a chance to stop it because the receivers are doing a great job of just waiting on the ball and then making their move to catch it.
Atkins stuffs it in the gut of one of the running backs, and he doesn't get in for the two-point conversion. So they are stopped there. First time they've been stopped on a two-point conversion. So the score is 30-12, but yeah, that drive and tonight, again, a shout-out to quarterback Marcus Atkins for St. Mary's High School. Man, he looks solid. He just looks like a solid, just looks like he's really in sync with that offense for Coach Matt Durgan and St. Mary's High School. And, you know, adding a, you know, kind of a layer of proficiency that, you know, that is should be very effective for them as they move on here. Here's the kickoff rolling from the 25 down inside the 20 to the 16-yard line, fielded there by English High School, run back outside by Jacob Miller, out to the 30, 40, shy of the 45, I believe, but a nice return by Miller for English with 27 seconds to play third quarter.
Kick was fielded by number two, John.
Pretty got some breaking news here.
Someone I would never. Hanley Ramirez has had another home run to center field, a solo blast, so it's at least 3-0.
We got come to the end of the quarter. 30, St. Mary's, 12, Lynn English, through three from Manning Field on MSONewsSports.com.
PBDs.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Severin's on first down, first play of the fourth quarter. Quick pass out over on the left side, complete for about an 8-yard gain. J.C. Gonzalez, the receiver. Four touchdowns for St. Mary's tonight. Calvin Johnson with three, Abraham Toe with the other one. And it's a 30-12 lead for St. Mary's over Lynn English. A 9-yard pass play to J.C. Gonzalez, setting up a second down and one for English inside St. Mary's territory at the 46-yard line.
We'll have some updated scores here in a moment, Bill, as they begin to come in.
Severin's passing, quick left arm pass down to the 40, first down catch. No run after the catch, though. The receiver is smothered right away. Gang tackle. Gonzalez again with a reception for about five more yards. J.C. Gonzalez, two straight receptions off the arm of Matt Severin's. No huddle for English, right back on the attack. Tim talked about this earlier, about the crispness at times, the faster pace of the English offense. Snap from center, and then things happening. Again, snap from center, Severance on the keeper straight ahead for 1 yard, taken down. Oh, man, he ran into a pretty solid wall of St. Mary's defenders. So kind of grabbing him from behind was Liam Reddy.
Yeah, again, and sliding down from his right defensive end position. He was there as Severance hit the hole. Couple of quick updates here on the changing scores. Manchester Essex 21-14 over Saugus. Saugus has scored. Medfield 26-0 over Winthrop at the moment. And Pentucket responded to an Amesbury touchdown to make it 27-12 in the third quarter.
Severin's back to pass, scrambling, runs up, looks to pass at the line of scrimmage, now tucks it in and runs down to the 35-yard line, rather. Gains about 4 yards on that. It's third down and five. Still 13-7 over there, it looks like, third quarter at Wakefield.
Wakefield playing staunch defense tonight.
Yeah.
And in a collegiate score, Harvard leads URI 27-7 at the 24-7 at the half.
What's Harvard doing playing on Friday nights? Come on.
I don't know, but I should have taken Harvard in the pool.
Here's the direct snap back to Severance. Third down, five, toss over the middle. Too far, incomplete. Intercepted. Tipped and then intercepted by St. Mary's. Run back out. Is it Johnson all the way out to the 44-yard line? Flag falls there. So an Calvin Johnson. And now Calvin Johnson's doing a little pushing afterwards, and he's pushed back down to the turf. So a little bit of tempers flaring here. St. Mary's teammates taking him away.
The pass
right in front of the English bench.
Yeah, the pass was high from Severance, and it was tipped by a St. Mary's defender behind him, and it went off to the side. I thought it was actually going to fall, but then the St. Mary's corner came up and made the pick off of the deflection. So an English drive is stalled by the pick, and again, Severance thrown a couple of those dangerous passes. It was high. And again, it was one of those plays where he went back in the pocket and was looking, and he didn't appear to be rushed. He just made a high pass.
Well, the penalty yardage is being marked against St. Mary's, pushing them back to the 20. So again, they had the tip, and off of their tip, Johnson picked it up and then ran it back up the right sidelines. Nice return for Johnson. There was a penalty flag on the return. And now they're marking penalty yardage against St. Mary's. Coach Chris Carroll is out talking to the officials in front of the English bench. I think they're not sure what that... Of course, I'm not sure what that conversation is with 8 minutes, 26 seconds to play in tonight's football game.
Marblehead drove 22 yards on three plays in the last minute of the third quarter. 19-13 Marblehead...
19-13. Oh, so then that's weird. So that means I thought it was 13-7 Marblehead. Coach Carroll still talking with the officials. So whatever the call is here, he's not thrilled with it. Still chatting with them. I have a feeling there was a penalty against St. Mary's and then offsetting penalties. That's what I think there might have been there. But the penalty, none of the officials are over talking to St. Mary's right now, but the penalty yardage was marked against St. Mary's. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns tonight from Manning Field and Lynn.
Triton over Lynn Tech, 33-0 still in the end of three.
And they got a big standout win last week for Triton at Peabody to open up their 2016 season.
Scott Cooper reporting early in the fourth, it's now 27-13 Marblehead over Wakefield.
Yep, there
you
go.
Beginning to stretch it out. Ipswich leading Newburyport 10-6 at the end of three.
Ooh. Coach Kevin Fassett and Ipswich High. Again, you know, you learn so much with these, looking at the scores from week to week here. And timeout now called by St. Mary's. But we talked about earlier how they went down to North Reading, a really good North Reading team from what we were to understand to start the year. And I think they only lost by a touchdown in that game. And, you know, what does that mean? Who knows? Well, not bad start apparently for Ipswich, because here they are coming back, hanging in there against Newburyport when they won their opener last week.
Yeah, it's how, you know, it's how well you respond to the challenge.
Couple of notes here for you. Don't forget, we have a new app out, which makes it really easy to access our content if you have a smartphone. However, here's the deal. It's only on the Androids right now. They're working on the final work with the to be available on the iPhone. That'll happen soon. I think it's just a matter of a transaction or something, from what I understand. So that's going to happen. But we do have our MSO app out there, so check that out. Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Like us on Facebook. Check out North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7. Also, check out all of our sports news over the weekend coming up. Scores, highlights, interviews, different things like that, post-game comments, and so on. So it's a St. Mary's first down at their own 20. Abraham Toe, wing left, hits off the right side of the line, coming around up over the 20 to the 23. Short gainer for him out to the 3. He's done most of the ball carrying for St. Mary's here in the second half. It is
gain of 3, will be 2nd and 7 for St. Mary's ball at their own 23.
A 2nd down and 7 for St. Mary's.
Upset score, upset in the making. I'll tell you about it in a moment.
On the 2nd down, Johnson takes a handoff, tripped up in the backfield. He actually tripped over his own player, it looks like, who was out ahead blocking for him.
Yeah.
English defender in there clogging that up, though. Looked like that was, Frank Perry there.
Yeah, the fullback lost his footing and fell down, and Calvin Johnson tripped over him for the loss of a couple. Number 18, Bridgewater Raynham, is leading number 1 DeVarian 22-15 at the end of 3 quarters. So there may be a shakeup in the top of the rankings. Come on Tuesday when the rankings are posted.
3rd down 10 after a 3-yard loss. And this is Toe coming around right end up to the 35, and a flag drops after the hit. So Toe with the ball carry, with a carry rather. Toe picks up about 17 yards or so.
Isn't it the Galaxy S7 that keeps catching on fire?
I believe so, yeah, that sounds right.
I just saw an advertisement for it.
No, really?
From one of the carriers. I'm not sure that's going to get too many business.
Yeah. Well, they're having a fire sale. Is that what they have? Ooh, not bad.
Literally.
Huh? Fire
sale. It's burning up the lines.
Hey, ooh. Hey, put the hot back in hotline.
Oh, that's good, Bill.
Manchester
Essex
got a million of them.
Okay, I hope
just
that.
Hang in there with us.
28-14, Manchester Essex over Saugus. 9:06 to go in that game.
Tim Phelps listened to us last week at the end of the game. He couldn't take any more of the actual game, so he went home and listened to a part of us last week, I guess. Here's a spinning handoff and a fumble in the backfield. English covers it up. They recovered the fumble back around midfield.
Okay, you make your breaks. Yeah, you play tough defense, and sometimes the other team slips up. And again, very fortuitous. They had a good penetration. They had 2 men around the ball, and they're sitting pretty here in with 6:42 left. They can still make something of a game of it. They have the ball at the Swampskin. Who are we playing here? St. Mary's. I'll get it right. The St. Mary's 47-yard line. Can they take advantage of the shortened field? Again, be smart, be short, be quick, and just take little chunks of... You don't have a lot of time, but... 22-7, Danvers over Linfield. Matt Andreas, a 12-yard run. Dean Board is back at quarterback tonight for Danvers.
Severance back to pass on first down from the 47 of St. Mary's. Long downfield pass, tipped around, incomplete at the 20-yard line. The receiver, Dong, was there. Had just went by the defender, and Dong could not hang on to the football.
Well-thrown ball by Severance. The St. Mary's defender, Marlon Scott, jumped, but it was beyond his reach. And I think the height that he got blocked Dong's view, because he managed to get a hand on it and tip it. He just couldn't bring it under control. Severance throwing the ball overall much, much better tonight, especially the long ball. And he took a deep drop, but he set his feet and he got rid of it as soon as, again, he saw his receiver getting a step on the defender.
Yeah. 3 wideouts, one far side right, 1 near side left. Severance out of the shotgun. Halfback set to his right side. Takes the direct snap. 2nd down 10, fires out on the right. His arm got banged and his pass is intercepted. At the 42-yard line by St. Mary's. Run back upfield over midfield down to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and into the end zone for a touchdown. About a 68-yard interception return and touchdown.
Yeah, I believe that was Marlon Scott. Again, he was drifting out. Severance was getting some pressure, and again, trying to find the receiver. His arm was hit. The ball floated over his intended receiver, who was open. But unfortunately, Marlon Scott was sitting deep, picked off the ball, and then had a wall of blockers as he headed down the far sideline. And then as a slip through, a bit of a crowd around the 8-yard line, and jams into the end zone. 36 to 12 at this point. We're waiting for the extra point try.
Again, you know, talking to a couple of coaches this past week, it's funny, the topic came up twice this week, and where you want young quarterbacks to be stepping up, throwing the football. That time, nothing that Severance could do about that one, because it looked like the pass was there. He got his arm bumped when he released it, and that made the pass go awry and allow Marlon Scott to intercept it and run it back 68 yards for the touchdown. And actually, 68, or was it 58? I might have messed that up here. Is that intercepted inside the 40? 2 points
it
is
was
good.
It was at the...
2-point conversion run is good. The score with 6:15 to go on the game.
It's right around the 45-yard line.
Yeah, so it's 58. Yeah, okay. My mistake, yeah.
Jim Coffey's got his athletic programs rolling. Their soccer team, boys soccer team, won 5-0 over Yarmouth today. Jim's doing a great job up in Falmouth, Maine. And,
Falmouth, Maine.
He's still tweeting out the scores to keep all of us in touch. Zavarian has scored, but the extra point was blocked. They trail 22-21 with 10:48 left. There's a game afoot between Zavarian and Bridgewater Raynham.
Kickoff goes all the way down on the roll into the end zone. English will take it knee down in the end zone and bring it out to the 20. Hey, an old-fashioned Sunday afternoon Patriots game, Tim. A 1 o'clock game for the Patriots on Sunday. You know what I'm hoping for? You know, I don't want to be distracted. I want to sit down and watch the game. I want it to be raining outside. Okay. I want 1 o'clock. I don't want to be worrying about, oh, I should be outside
doing something.
Yeah, I just want to... Yeah, it's raining. Stay inside. You deserve
the reason
it, Bill.
The reason you want that is so that your beautiful wife, Terry, doesn't go, Bill, you know, you should be cutting the grass.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm hoping the same thing.
Severance hands off on, there's no gain on the first down run with 6:09 to play in this football game.
Miguel Ramos on the carry. Just St. Mary's too quick on the defensive line. On Twitter, there's a picture of tonight's Harvest Moon, and it is absolutely stunning. The Harvest Moon is the last full moon before the autumnal equinox.
Wow.
How about that?
Does that say that there? Is that you're just reading that, Tim?
No. I heard that this afternoon. I knew it was one of the last full moons of the fall, but I didn't know it fell when it falls. Just before the autumnal equinox.
Oh.
You know, when you're a teacher, you know these things.
Oh, yeah. You're a wealth of knowledge, Tim.
I'm
you
a
really
fountain
are.
Of knowledge.
Yeah, you are. It just comes out.
Yankees. I mean,
non-stop.
Red Sox 3-2 over the in the fifth inning over the Yankees. Ooh. It's close.
English is calling a timeout. I'd like to thank all of our 2016 sponsors for joining us. We couldn't do it without you guys. And when you hear the commercials on MSO, remind these are folks that really do support the community. So when you hear their sponsors, stop by, say hello, say thanks for bringing you all this football action. 4 games last weekend, 4 games again this weekend. How do we do it? Volume. That's how we do it.
Hanley's home run tonight was measured at 433 feet. His last two home runs have gone 870 plus feet.
Yeah. Check the bat. I checked the bat on Hanley. Here, Miguel Ramos with the run. It's a short gainer from the 20 out to the 22 yard line. Boy, when Ramirez hits and is on, he's a wonderful batter to watch hit. You know, just go with the ball or go deep.
Oh, you know, he's a big, strong guy. You know, it's just he takes these wimpy, silly swings at times. But, boy, I mean, if you have the hand-eye coordination to jack a 95-mile-an-hour fastball 440 feet. Hmm. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
And then go 433 the next night.
It's a lot of mileage. That's good mileage. You're getting good mileage out of your baseball.
You're definitely doing that.
You got the. He's like the Michelin man right there, getting all kinds of gas mileage out of those baseballs. Quarterback throwing is caught, incomplete rather, out at the 33-yard line.
Both players are on the ground wrestling for it. Number 12 for Lending is J.C. Gonzalez.
English has put in Devin Curley as quarterback here in this series. Devin Curley is out quarterbacking. Well, I'll tell you, if your coach, Carroll, you're not going to be happy with the final score, but definitely a few things to pull out of this. And this is a very good St. Mary's team. All indications are that this is a great team, and Fenwick's going to have a great year. That should be a great Thanksgiving game, actually, at Fenwick on Thanksgiving morning this year. Here is another run play for the Bulldogs on a handoff out to the 37, 3:40 to play.
Let's see. Ipswich is tacked on a safety. They have a 12-6 lead over Newburyport.
12-6?
12-6.
Well, that's a one-possession game.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow again, noon, Swampscott hosting Classical, live radio on Channel A, 1 o'clock, Gloucester at Beverly, Channel B. Marty Smith and Tim Kearns for that game. John Squire is joining me in Swampscott tomorrow afternoon. 3:11 to play. Clock runs. Third down, 7. Quarterback Curley rolling right side for English. Throws up on the right side. A sliding possible grab out at the 43. Would be just a yard short of the first down. It is a catch. A lot of new faces in there for English.
A 57-yard swing pass finds pay dirt for Linfield. They are down 22-14 to Danvers with 2:12 left in the third quarter.
Marblehead plays at Danvers. Danvers up in that North Division along with Marblehead this year, so the kind of league play steps off next Friday night. That should be a huge game Friday night, and that is our live streaming video game next Friday night.
You know, next week the games get really serious, but I'm telling you, at Hurd Stadium tomorrow, there's going to be a real serious football game between Gloucester and Beverly.
Quarterback Devin Curley, the junior, jumps left, jumps right, and now dashes up the middle for a first down. Needed 1 yard, gets about 5. Up to the 47 in English territory. Just over 2 minutes to play. A lot of new faces in the game here. New uniforms.
34-13, Marblehead over Wakefield. 5 minutes to go in that one. Manchester, Essex, 28-22, as Saugus has scored again.
English had 4 receivers for a moment, lined up near side left. Now J.C. Gonzalez sprints out to the right side. So 3 on the left, 1 on the right. Quarterback Curley in the backfield. That takes the direct snap. Fires a wobbler upfield. It's tipped and batted down. The receiver, Dong, was down there, and he batted it away. He played defense on offense that time.
Yeah, the defender had the inside track on that pass. Probably would have intercepted it, but Dong went up high, reached over him, and slapped it away. And again, that's a smart play by the receiver turned defensive back.
Check back on the website over the weekend. Late scores, interviews, features, and things like that from the weekend. Again, the 2 games tomorrow. And it all starts all over next week. Curley on passes out on the left side. Dong makes the catch in the backfield. Tries to turn the corner and go up on the left sidelines. Can't get too far. Just struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Nicole Chidi got a hold of his shirt. Wouldn't let go. That allowed the rest of the defense to catch up and do the pick pile. Again, the pass was high. It's kind of wobbly. He had to wait for the ball, and that gave, again, the defense time to react.
One minute, 15 seconds to play. Balanced look here for the Bulldogs. Halfback in the backfield. Beside the quarterback to his right. 2 wideouts to the right, 2 near side left. Ball hash mark near side left. It is a third down and 11. Handoff to the halfback right side running. Done very few little actual handoff run plays as English tonight. Miguel Ramos I don't think it's Ramos, though. He's not out there now.
Number one, it was Ramos.
Yep.
Oh, I'll tell you, he took number 48, Robbie Reynolds, linebacker, 5'10", 200 for St. Mary's. He took him for a five-yard ride as they made contact around the 50-yard line, and Ramos just kept driving his feet for an extra nearly five-yard gain. Yeah, you know, Bill, I'll tell you a story in a moment. I saw one of the coolest things on WCVB website today. It was on Comcast, but it was an ABC news story.
About 30 seconds to play. Time is called on the fourth down and three play. Somebody call timeout, or is that that's the end of the game? That's the end of the game here, right?
That's it.
Yep, okay. Final score, 38-12. And we'll step aside. Tim will be back with a recap just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
All right, we're back here at Meeting Field where St. Mary's has defeated Lynn English 38-12. Joining me now for a last final game comment is Daily Item Sports Editor Steve Krause. Steve, overall, much better performance by Lynn English tonight.
I thought I was very impressed with Lynn English tonight, Tim. Complete turnaround from last week. I'm sure that Chris Carroll is probably pretty happy about that. I'll bet you those kids' tongues were hanging out at practice last week after that game. I'm not too sure how happy Matt Durgan is, but I thought English played well as they could play. I got to be honest with you, I thought St. Mary's looked a little sloppy, and they didn't look as precise as I think they could have. That'll probably get me in trouble, but that's how I feel.
Well, I think Lynn English may have surprised them with the level of intensity that they brought to the game tonight. You know, they gave up the touchdown and four plays to open the game. They came right back, drove the length of the field, chewed up almost 8 minutes of the clock in that first quarter, and responded to the St. Mary's touchdown.
Right, and then St. Mary's turns around, and two plays later, they're in there, and I thought that was where the game was going to turn, and it was going to be a rout. But you got to give English a lot of credit. They hung in there, and they played offense. They didn't score, but they didn't cow over either. You know?
No, they went to the short pass offense, and I think right. That really suited them. That quick hit, and just get down the field in little chunks.
Right.
Use the clock to your advantage. Keep St. Mary's offense off the field.
And it took St. Mary's into the second half to figure it out, and then it was all over. But You know, English had a pretty good time of it on offense until then, and I got to say that, I mean, you look at the score and you say 38-12, and that doesn't look as if English played well, but it belies how they played in the first half until St. Mary's figured them out.
Yeah, they got an interception for return for a touchdown. And so the score is definitely skewed. St. Mary's has that quick hit capability.
Yeah.
And certainly Atkins, his throwing ability to put the ball on the spot, mm-hmm. with his receivers getting just one or two sets behind the English defenders, was just marvelous to watch tonight. He was so precise. He was that kind of precise in warm-up, I was watching. And in the game, it was just the exact same thing.
Severance, I thought, looked very good. I thought he throws a nice ball. But there again, I mean, you know, when you're playing St. Mary's, you're not only playing St. Mary's, you're playing attrition in the law of averages. And they just come at you so quickly and they have so much to throw at you that, you know, unless you can go with them pound for pound, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, they're definitely done. And again, they have size, speed, experience.
Yeah.
And those are factors that when you put all those together, you're going to be successful most of the time. All right, I know you're going to get back. You got to write a story for tomorrow's paper. Steve, always appreciate your time. We'll catch you soon, probably on North Shore Sports Night on Monday night. That's with Steve Krause, the sports editor from the Daily Item. We thank him for his time and his comments as usual. Recapping the score very quickly. As I said, St. Mary's got on the board very, very quickly with 9:03 left in the first quarter. Calvin Johnson, a 15-yard run. The two-point conversion was good. 8-0 St. Mary's with 1:09 left after a sustained drive. Matt Severance, a 67-yard drive, 5 yards, two-point conversion failed, 8-6 St. Mary's. In the second quarter, 56-yard run by Abraham Tuttle on the very first play. Calvin Johnson for the two-point conversion, 16-6 St. Mary's. And that's the way it would stay throughout the second quarter. In the third quarter, Lynn English got on the board. 51-yard pass, Severance to Dong, two-point conversion failed, 16-12, and everybody, at that point, you thought Lynn English might have had some momentum. However, St. Mary's would simply steal it away from him. With 4:04 left in the quarter, 22-yard run from Calvin Johnson, his second of the evening, the two-point conversion from Toe, 24-12, with 3.35 seconds left in the third, 33 yards, Calvin Johnson, two-point conversion failed, 30-12, and St. Mary's was putting the game away. Finally, an interception return for a touchdown. Marlon Scott, 58 yards with 6:15 left in the fourth quarter. It was a tipped ball that he picked off. The two-point conversion rush was successful. 38-12 was our final score. We'll be on board again tomorrow from Hurt Stadium when Gloucester comes into Beverly to take on the Panthers. Both teams 1-0. It's a non-conference game, but it figures to be a doozy. So if you're hanging around, Put on the radio and get ready to listen to, again, one of those classic Northeast Conference matchups between the Gloucester Fishermen and the Beverly Panthers. So for Bill Newell, our producer, Bill Papowski, and everybody else at MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns. Thank you for listening, and again, tune in tomorrow.